Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I know you get tired of us hearing it, saying it all the time. Monday is our Saturdays because there's always so much to talk about. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
It's good to be in here, man. It's a Monday. It's a beautiful day outside. It was a beautiful weekend. I don't know how you could not be unhappy or how you could not How you could not be happy. There you go. I was thinking in my head, how could you be unhappy on a day like this? So I was up and at it early this morning. Had to go over to the new residence and kind of check out a few things. Wife wanted a couple new furniture pieces, and I was like, oh, we're not going to spend that until we know that's going to fit properly,
right,
and not look insane. So got that done. So I was running a little late, but I'm here and I'm ready to go.
Listen, late, if you're here when the show starts, if you're here by the time they say your name, Steve, this is radio timing.
Good point.
Brian, all in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Not too much. It's another day, another dollar, another new week. I'm excited to get it started. Big weekend. Just got back from Tennessee last night. Didn't go to Gatlinburg area. Actually, I went more over by the Chattanooga area. Went to see
too.
My first concert in about a year and a half. It was an outdoor venue. They set you up in pods where they kind of rope off a square and you just sit with the people that you went with. You take
Weak.
Your own chairs. But there was one good benefit, Marcus. It was they had an app that you would order your food and drinks from, so I could have beer delivered straight to my pod and I didn't even have to leave it. But typically this venue would normally, it's called the Caverns, it would normally have the concert in a cave, which was not allowed, obviously, because of COVID.
Right.
But they still had the bathrooms open down there. It was a pretty sweet little venue if you checked it out. But fun times.
Awesome.
And then we also kayaked the Falls Creek Falls National or State Park in Tennessee. So couple things this weekend. It was a fun to get away. And now I'm back ready to go, refreshed and ready to talk
to
sports.
Doesn't Brian Hall's weekends always sound so adventurous?
They're always better than mine.
You can have a great weekend and it get blown out of the water.
I know.
That's why I always told people, be careful about living a life of comparison. Because compared to Brian Hall's life, we're all just
I just
mere
try
mortals.
To stay busy, guys.
That's true.
I'm just always on the move.
That's true. I was excited. He did mention concerts. I am excited. I saw the new concert lineups are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been like,
you've been eyeballing a couple?
Like Dan and Shay and a few people like that. I know it's probably not your thing.
But. Don't assume, but, but you are correct.
I was like, all right, yeah.
Well, since you guys are just talking about all your exciting things and Steve has a new project going on, what was the most exciting thing that I did with my weekend? I mean, do you have any kind of guesses, Brian? Like, from what you know of me, what am I going to tell you about my excitement level this weekend?
There could be any number of things, but I'm going to guess the first one has something to do with your car, maybe. You know, got the headlights fixed, got the window fixed, something like that.
I don't know
that.
If he needs anything else fixed now. I mean, he wasn't driving a lemon.
I can't believe Brian hit the nail on the head that quick. So, listen, during my weekend, I sat outside. I started a book. It's called Lethal Agent.
Okay.
It's a good book. So I sat outside. I enjoyed the cars going by and the honks every once in a while. You know. So I did that. I cooked some spaghetti and meatballs. It's really delicious.
Oh.
You know what I did? Listen, because, you know, usually I'm a hamburger mixed in with the sauce kind of guy, you know, most of the time.
Yeah.
But right? But
all the time.
Yeah. This is how it started. A friend of mine, my boy Gibbs, everybody on the show listens to you. You know my boy Gibbs. Okay. So Gibbs is trying to get his young fella kind of a little under control with his eating. You know, uh-huh. Pandemic. You know, a lot of parents are struggling with a lot of kids just sitting around snacking and uh-huh. eating. So his snack was meatballs and rice.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So it was like, you know, he
sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. Steve, I want you to be an empathetic friend here.
Okay.
He's talking about trying to get his son to lose weight. His son's sure. an oversized kid, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm talking to him and he says, man, and this little, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Comes down here at 11:30 at night talking about, Dad, can you make me some meatballs and rice? And I'm like, what? You know, like, oh, get out of here. Meatballs and rice.
Right.
Right. And I'm just being an empathetic friend and kind of just letting him vent and all that. Right. So, Steve, that was about 2.5 weeks ago. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe three. So that's been festering in the back of my mind. Right. So I was telling the friend, you know, another friend of mine was asking, you know, how's Gibbs? I was like, yeah, he's doing good. You know, he said he's kind of battling that weight thing with his kid, you know, trying to blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And she was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, he said his kid was coming down asking for meatballs and rice late at night, right? And keep in mind, it's just been floated out there a couple times, right? And
fuck, I'm going to have to try this.
Listen, and she did, Steve, stop.
Okay.
Stop Brianing me right okay, now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, Steve.
Brian, listen, that could mean three or four different things.
Listen,
no, I got a whole list. So, which one was he talking about?
So I'm talking, right? And you know, it's evening, and you know, I'm kind of cocktailed up. And about 15 minutes later, person on the phone says, "I ain't gonna lie, that little thing that Gibbs kid eating, that sounds pretty good, right?" So I didn't want to say it out loud. Because, I mean, you know, like, I'm kind of trying to clean up my eating a little bit, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this meatballs and rice, and then she says, or maybe meatballs and those mashed potatoes you always make. And I'm like,
meatballs, rice, and mashed potatoes.
No, no, I haven't got that far yet. But she's, you know, meatballs, mashed potatoes, and gravy, and I'm just like, where did this come from? And then she goes out and gets the meatballs
yeah.
that are already made, the little 12-pack from
yeah.
Kroger.
Oh, yeah.
And then she just says, oh, I made those. I got the meatball. I made them the other night. Ooh. I'm like, really?
I get the home-style ones from Kroger.
Yeah, I think that's what they are. So, okay. So, anyway, it's just been lurking on me, right? So, I want to try these, but I don't want to get, like, hooked on them. So, I'm like,
okay,
let me just. And it was one of those things, like, I didn't feel like making the mashed potatoes or something. So I was like, I had some pasta sauce. I got some spaghetti. Let me just do this meatball thing together and see what it's. Oh, Steve.
Oh, was it something? Like, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was really, 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 really good. So there's
I'm that. Here for it.
I know. So
this sounds amazing.
That was like, think about it.
Okay, so you put meatballs, rice, and what sauce? Marinara sauce?
No, I just went spaghetti.
Spaghetti
but
sauce.
But those meatballs.
Okay.
And so I made spaghetti.
What kind of rice did you make?
I did not make the rice.
Oh, you didn't make the rice?
No. I just did the spaghetti thing because I was trying these meatballs.
But did you do it with the mashed potatoes?
Not yet. So you just
ate a meatball?
So I ate spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, okay.
But I don't usually make it like that. But the meatballs were a nice change-up.
I was actively getting angry. I don't know why.
Say, why'd you even bring this up if you're not going to tell me how it tastes?
Yeah, I know. I was like, man, no, I need to calm that down.
But that's going to be the next step.
If you cut up a meatball, though, and put it on top of the mashed potato, I'm sure it would be awesome. Oh, I mean, it's basically the same concept of, like, meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Yeah.
That's what's coming next, Brian. This was just kind of the trial session. Let me see if these meatballs are really like that, you know, so I can decide to bring it into my mashed potato. Because everybody knows mashed potatoes and spaghetti, they're my favorite foods on the planet.
Okay.
So that was exciting for me, you know.
Right.
And I bought my first bug brush.
Bug sponge.
Okay.
Never bought one before. But here's the problem.
Okay.
I've used cloths on the front of my car. They haven't really done a good job of removing bugs.
Okay.
So I got the little citral and the little degreaser and
okay.
removes bugs. And yeah. So I got the bug brush from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I came home, a little soap and water.
It worked. Yeah.
Wow.
Congrats.
So that was how I finished off my wonderful year. I'm sure I had a couple fun things mixed in there, but those were the highlights.
Before I drop a couple things in here too, as we're cleaning up kind of our the spot here. I got a text around 8:50 this morning.
Hmm.
Sounds like Frederick's been out and about.
Hmm. Really? Really? Hercules.
Did you get the highlights I sent you this morning?
I did.
Did you watch them?
I did.
Okay. Let's put it this way. Frederick's been out and about. He's been doing his thing. And around noonish, a little right after the show or so, I think Louisville football is going to get some good news. So,
what position of need do we have like right now?
Imagine if we could have like a big hard hitting safety corner to go with Duncan and to go with Ben Perry and to go with Keytrell Clark. Mm. I mean, like imagine a guy who looked a lot like Kendrick Duncan size wise, mm-hmm. like big old dude. And then you watched his highlights and he just bang, runner comes to the line.
I really wouldn't want a guy like this if he doesn't have like ball skills or anything like that. Like when it's in the air, you know.
Well, I mean, well, that's fair. Well, what if he had that too? And what if he had played college football for a couple years already?
If that happened, Steve, I would be like, that would be a slam dunk for our defense, like
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Of course, I mean, you know, he just played at a mid-major, so I'm sure he won't be any good. But
okay, so Steve.
Throw that out there.
So. Let's get started on today's subject.
Let's do it.
Is Phil Mickelson on steroids? Go.
What? Do you want to know the most terrible thing I'm ever going to tell y'all in my life? Brian, I was really out of it this weekend. Like, I was just off. I'm doing some schooling. I'm doing some stuff. We were packing. We're doing a lot of stuff, so I was off the grid pretty strong. Do you know, I found out Phil Mickelson won the Masters last night about 10 o'clock.
PGA.
What?
Or PGA. Was it? Yeah.
PGA Championship.
PGA Championship. Why did I say the Masters? Oh, God. I'm sorry. But I found out he won the PGA Championship.
Gold jacket.
Yeah. Who gives a? But listen, and here's the thing. I felt terrible because I'm like, that's a great story. That's a great – I mean, I would have kept up with that throughout the day. Like, I would have been involved in that. So that's not like me, like, oh, care about
yeah, yeah.
Golf.
If you were around the TV, yeah. you would have got locked in.
I'm like, did you not turn on SportsCenter all weekend?
No, I didn't. Like, I only saw highlights from playoff games. It was crazy. Mm.
No, congrats, Phil, though. I'm pumped.
Yeah, I thought that was cool, though, man.
And he could make a storyline because at 50, he actually qualifies for the Champions Tour, which is the senior
tour.
And he's already played on one event in the senior tour, I believe, and won it. And so it would be kind of a cool story if he played in the senior PGA Championship and ended up winning it. And it would have to be the first time ever that the same golfer won the PGA Championship and the senior PGA Championship in the same year.
Yeah.
That would separate him.
Yeah.
That would separate him.
Absolutely.
Majorly. Okay, so here's the thing, Steve. And of course, I'm joking with the Phil Mickelson thing. Two macro topics that I want to get off of the sports desk to clean off.
Okay.
PGA Championship. If you saw highlights, Brian, you saw.
I saw more than highlights. I watched a lot of it.
What'd you think about the crowd?
It was cool. I mean, so. I have the benefit of I've actually been to Kiowa Island. A buddy of mine.
Of course you have, Brian.
We know that. You don't have to tell us that.
Tell the world that, though.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, well, let me start out by Kiowa Island. So it's like a 10-mile-long island, and it's really exclusive off the coast of South Carolina. Basically, you have to go through like a gated entrance, and you either have to be a resident or you have to be like the resident has to have said that you were coming to visit.
Right.
And it's got, I think, three courses on it, and I think they're all actual PGA courses, but this is the big one, obviously, the Ocean Course. And I know that there was a lot of debacle about the winds and how tough it made the course this week, just because
coming over
the cliffs. you're basically on an island.
Yep.
And so you got wind coming in from the ocean on both sides, but the venue is really cool. It was just neat, and it was speaking of the crowd, like you're talking about, the very first thing that every time I turned it on, whoever I was sitting with watching it was like, man, it's good to see people back out at the golf event. It's just good to see people out at a sporting event, kind of like normal. And obviously the storyline of having a Phil Mickelson, you know, 50-year-old guy coming through and dominating pretty much from start to finish, or, you know, leading start to finish is exciting because he's a fan favorite to begin with. So the crowds kind of swarmed to him anyway. But when he was getting to those last few holes and it was, you know, obvious that he was probably going to win this, just the crowd just, you know, get him, Phil.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it's just, it's cool. It's a cool experience.
Highlight Steve. I encourage you to watch him. You, of all people, you deserve to watch.
Well, and I have saw a lot, okay, since then. Yeah, yeah. I've saw a lot.
You deserve to watch a random guy come up and put his arm around Phil Mickelson and people not have a heart attack.
Yeah.
You know
the crowd who swarmed him on the 18th hole when he hit his tee shot up into the crowd and he came down and the crowd just kind of swarmed him.
Yes. Okay. I agree. Shouldn't be going touching people, you know, athletes in the middle of their event. I agree. Yeah. But nobody died.
Well, it's going to be tough because people, there's a new, I will say, you know, I worried about this because I said it during the year. I said I worried that people are going to now appreciate or kind of not appreciate being there anymore and are going to start. I remember I worried about this over the last year. I said, I think people are going to enjoy being home a little more. They're not going to be. And I said, man, you know, if it was me, I mean, I'd be like, man, we get back out there, I'm ready. You know, like, it's looking like that's happening more than people are. Now, I'm sure there are some people that's like, you know what, I could stay home now, watch games, or I can just go to a bar, watch games, and it's just as good, and I like it, whatever. But it's not just as good. And people, the events that are letting fans in now, you're starting to see, like the golf thing, you're starting to see that it's more on the side of people have appreciated more being able to be there now. When you watch Louisville FC or Racing Louisville, like, it's amazing. It's amazing. And the draw is, I don't even really do the soccer thing, but I've been like, I gotta go. Like, I gotta be there in it, man. I gotta see that. I gotta do that. Like it's more on the side of people are excited to get back out. And that makes me really excited for the coming season, you know, for the coming year, for college football, for the different ones. I mean, even NBA, you kind of get the crowd, but they're still kind of, you know, it's tough to implement it right in the middle of your season just to kind of like, oh, everything's back. So
here's the thing. I know that I did a good job convincing, or not. You and I did a good job of communicating back and forth about people's behaviors. Mm-hmm. One thing Vince Tyree said early, I don't listen to what people say. I listen to what they do.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a behavior guy as well, right?
Yeah, sure.
You know, what's inside of your what's inside of you, your nature is going to come out no matter how much people try to wean it out of you. Brian Hall, can you play the sound from the first clip, the speech that is given? I sent you a clip, right? And
yeah, let me find it first. So
the beginning,
so 5-minute clip.
He starts the first clip. He says humans, and it goes from there.
Okay, one sec.
Do you know what I'm making reference to?
No, I might when I hear it.
It's going to be, you definitely will, you won't recognize the voice necessarily, but this is what I thought of. This is why I sat in there with Drew Diener last week, and he did the exact same thing. I mean, people are going to be going to take their time and slowly get back. Hold on a second. Hold on. I got to set this up. Drew's like, no, people are going to be taking their time, maybe getting their feet wet, and then slowly but surely. I said, Drew, I said, one event where I come back to you and you're on the fence, and I say, oh, my God, Steve. And then Mickelson came up the corner, and we was like, it's going to be like, I don't know what I'm doing. Right, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing sitting in this house?
I don't know.
Like, no. I think this is going to bring out people whose human spirit didn't die.
Yeah.
They're going to be more of a fan, more of an appreciation, more. So while you have turned some people into, and I'm saying this, you know, this pandemic has turned more, some people into germophobic kind of homebodies, kind of addicted to technology.
Yeah.
The people who have or spirited out, you know, spirited outgoing, you know. They're going to double and triple down on their outside of the house parties. It's going to be a large kickback group.
Yeah.
That I can see coming. And I was just kind of laughing because I heard this and I was thinking, this is us.
Yeah.
Humans. They are not the cowering wretches we were promised. They stand. They are unruly and therefore cannot be ruled. To challenge them is to court death.
And then he looks menacingly at the camera. That is the introduction of Thanos.
I know. I was going to say, that's the first time you see Thanos.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, no, dude. Like, no. I don't care what you say on Twitter. Like, I don't care that the same person can get on Twitter and tweet 95,000 times a day. No. But the human behavior, like I said, I would tell the marketing staff, You know, over at the University of Louisville, just for example, you keep your head down, grinding, coming up with new promotions. You don't worry about, you know,
what the
Twitter numbers say or what the analytics say right now. You go look at a playoff game.
Yeah.
Look at an NBA playoff game last night. Speaking of, basketball's here.
Dude, I thought I kind of caught late last night, and I was checking. I think it was the Knicks Hawks, and I'm like, it was packed.
Listen, not only that, let me say this. Shout out our guy Charles, XCIPTV. XCIPTV downloaded to the Fire Stick.
What is it? IPTV Smarters.
XCIPTV. X-Ray Charlie India Papa Tango Victor.
Listen, go to Facebook, type in Charles Clay. Contact this man.
Whew.
Pay 20. I don't care what TV service you have. I mean, if you're any sort of cord cutter, okay, or have been thinking about it.
And you're talking to King Cord Cutter.
Listen, I canceled YouTube, everything. Because I was like, I'm done. I was like, once I downloaded this and I got it on my Fire Stick and I was using it, and it was, I got it on my phone too, on my iPhone. I can use it right here. Listen, contact him. $20 a month. Thank us afterwards. That's all I'm going to say.
Listen, I watched NBA basketball. As the NBA basketball ended, I was working on a project.
You're going to get every NBA game. Every NFL game, every college game, basketball and football, every sport you can imagine.
Yes.
every channel you can imagine. I didn't know there were 37 HBOs, Cinemaxes, and everything else.
I put in movies, and I was alarmed at how fast Godzilla versus Kong and Mortal Kombat just popped up right there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, these are the main two that I've been...
Yeah, been wanting to watch, I know, yeah.
I didn't get far into...
It's like 40,000 movies, including The Great White Hype. I did look at that. I did look at that because we've been talking about it. I was saying, man, I haven't watched that in forever. It was there. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. Charles Clay on Facebook. Type in Charles Clay on Facebook. Write the man. Get him to get you together.
Thanks for reminding me. He messaged me, and I forgot to do it.
Write him back.
I messaged him back one time.
No, write him now.
What device you got?
Write him back.
Stop what you're doing right now.
Stop what you're doing right now. I'm going to message him. You cool? You guys cool with me messaging him real quick?
Write him back. Because I waited a day or two also because I was busy.
And Marcus waited 2 days.
I'll try it out, of course. I was like, let me try this out. I tried it out, and I was like, oh, my God. So get with him. That's all I'm saying. Get with him. And here's the thing. I'm paying my $20. Look, I was like, it's great. Yeah, this is great. So like this, it's one of those things where, look, I'm not going to be telling you about this every day.
Right.
I'm just taking a moment today to do it.
There's not a kickback, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not getting anything.
No, it was amazing. So Charles Clay, go on Facebook, write him. He'll get you together. It's just an app you download. You can download it to your Fire Stick. I got it on my iPhone, too.
You put it on the phone?
Yeah, I got it on the phone as well. I don't have an iPhone, too. It's iPhone also. Yeah, but get with them. Get you together. $20 a month. You're going to be happy.
So I did it. I watched basketball. I just got it started on – it was like 9.8 seconds to go.
Yeah.
And Trae Young had the ball.
Oh wow!
That's when I locked in.
Man, it was awesome.
Like
dude.
My TV literally just—I got it downloaded and up and running right when that happened. I was like, oh, that was awesome.
That's a perfect opening to the thing.
And then I watched Memphis and Utah.
Yeah,
I
like watching Ja Morant, dude.
Listen, I'm a let the cake bake with when I'm feeling like I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't feel like I was wrong because he got smarter faster than I thought he would, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where we watch these players. You know how sometimes it's like, man, if you had worked on that jump shot earlier, you would have saved your legs.
Yeah.
Or if you would have slowed down earlier, I think him getting injured really got him to slow down.
Yeah.
He was like, I think he was trying to be a Westbrook, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you're not going to last like that. You know what I'm saying? So when we talked about Ja Morant, is he going to be good? Is he going to be bad? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, if he tries to keep being Westbrook, he won't last 3 years.
Yeah.
But he slowed down, started using his guys, saving his explosion, soft floater. Stop going in there trying to dunk on Gobert and all them.
Well, because we've watched Ja Morant, if you'll allow me to say that, in Derrick Rose. We've watched him in John Wall. We've watched him in who's my other guy? Skinnier point guard. It'll come to me in a second. High jumpers get hurt. Every one of them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, John Wall, he went and then was, and then it was with
and then you take a bunch of Derrick years Rose. To try, like Isaiah Thomas, and just they flame out quick, but he's slow. He
seems like he's modified his game for the NBA.
Yes,
man.
Yes. Like
they might beat the Jazz.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. Yeah. I know Donovan's stock going up.
Yeah.
Run that mouth now.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get busted by Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If Donovan comes back and then they clean up, it's really going to be on.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to tell Donovan Mitchell anything. So, and by the way, people, I heard Jeff Greer on with Drew this morning as well. Kind of talking about a Ross McMahon's system, style. Look, watch Utah.
Yeah,
Utah is exactly what McMahon's kind of describes as far as you need to know where to attack when the ball's on the way to you.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be out of your hands, or you need to be going into the ball, attacking a certain area.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, doing everything with speed, and, you know, full speed, you're cutting full. Okay, so watch Utah. It's exactly what, you know, what ilk or whatever that Ross McMaines is from.
Sure.
So, yeah. Sure. So if you want to, like, kind of want to have a nice little blueprint and watch a Utah game, pay attention to that. I'm pretty sure, you know, if you looked on the staff, there's a staff with a European influence, you know, in the coaching and development. So that's just something I want y'all to definitely keep an eye on when, you know, most efficient passing teams. Okay. So NBA is on.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
It's fun.
The season started. I gave my shout out. XCIPTV. Got that one. What are we going to do about your boy Keith? You can't do this anymore.
Keith.
Keith Otto.
Let me see. Keith, yesterday, he had what? What he announced Shane Bohannon, which was cool for the TBT. Also, he kind of did it right in the middle of the playoffs and the Phil Mickelson.
Okay,
hype. Yeah.
People, Twitter, I need. Okay. We've went way over the time, but I need y'all to do something during this commercial break.
Yeah.
You won't be busy. I need you to type
Appreciate
in.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
I need you to go to Twitter. I need you to go to Twitter and follow Keith Otto.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't follow him already.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I need y'all to tag him and say, Keith, you only make announcements during middays with Marcus Maben about the player. We can get so much more out of this, Steve, if he waits and gives it to us.
Oh, man.
Every player, right?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Brian?
No. I hadn't heard it. What? Huh?
I don't know. What's...
Oh, no, Brian. You don't want Keith Otto to announce the players on this show?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh,
You guys, I got Charles on the line now. you wanted me to text Charles, and now I'm texting Charles.
Okay,
right?
Fair enough. Well, just say you didn't hear next time, because that just...
No, I do want Keith Otto to announce on...
He has to announce every player on this show. So this is what I need y'all to do.
So we have him on once every couple days?
Yes, tag him, follow him, and say don't announce it on any other platform. But tag him, follow him now. Do that now, y'all, because I want this thing to be big. And I want players that might be on the fence to know how much traffic this is getting. So just tag him and tell him, dude.
So is he doing it every other day right now is kind of what I got?
I don't know the pace that he's announcing it.
He's got three in like 5 days.
But I don't know the pace, but I know the time needs to be during this show. Either through call in or tell us, like send us the text and we can do the drum roll and Brian can give you the sound and we can make the announcements for you.
I mean, literally could be a 2-3 minute thing every day.
Every other day.
Man, we could have clips pulled up. From can you imagine,
he gives
like
me a heads up.
Yeah, if we would have announced Shane and then it's like Shane headed down the lane, bang, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
Keith.
Yeah, man.
Dude.
This is, people want to know, man. People want to get behind this.
Yes. Stop wasting announcements like that on Sunday.
Shane's a big deal. So we got
That's
Shane.
That's a huge deal.
Shane, Ryan, and Samardo. Can you imagine that lineup in a gym? Who don't belong? Shane, Samardo, and Ryan.
Samardo?
Of course, that's what I was talking about.
Quick commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life.
As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Brian Hall, let me ask you a question. Has there been an over-under come out or released for the odds? Over-under in the football.
Sorry about the Ole Miss game?
No. I said over and under. The season records.
Yeah, let me look it up.
What do you think, Steve?
I don't know if the season records have been announced yet or not.
Is that something that would have to be like a lot closer to the season?
I do know we got some lines over the weekend, though. Maybe on Friday. Well,
I was going to say, I think we talked about them on Friday. Me
and you talked about them on the phone. Yeah,
Do you still have those by any chance?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got them, too, if you need them.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, you have the lines, but you don't have – do you have the season win totals?
Nothing on the win totals yet.
Because here's the thing, Steve. I'm getting to the point, and sometimes I feel like I do know why, and sometimes, like, I don't like to have gut-feeling conversation too much because, like, we're not really gut-feeling kind of guys, you know.
Right.
But you know, sometimes, you know, it's just something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting to the point where – oh, sorry. I'm getting to the point where I'm almost ready to – open up my gambling account.
Yeah, I agree with that when it comes to the lines, but I almost want to take it a step further and pull back one more from the line. This was the college football games of the year that they released, right?
Mm-hmm.
For every week.
Coming up.
Yeah. Remember how I talk about program all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Louisville had 6 lines released. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Against Ole Miss, UCF, FSU, Virginia, Clemson, and UK in the games of the year. You want to know how many lines Kentucky had released?
I'm listening.
One.
The Louisville game.
Repeat that, Steve, because you delivered that so smoothly,
mm-hmm,
that I think it's going to take a little bit for people to process.
Fair enough. When they released the games of the year, the lines, Louisville had 6 games. Ole Miss, UCF, FSU, Virginia, Clemson, and Kentucky. 6 of the games of the year had Louisville involved. Kentucky had 1.
The Louisville game.
When they played Louisville. When they played Louisville. That's where I go when I say, yeah, program-wise, it's not really a conversation at this point.
I got one more for you. So I can't find the win total, but I do have the odds to win the ACC conference. And Louisville is tied for 5th. Basically, they have Clemson at the overwhelming 1-8 odds, and then they do 15-2 for North Carolina at number 2, 8-1 for Miami, Florida at 3, Florida State 25-1, and then Louisville is in a 3-way tie with Virginia Tech and Wake Forest at 33-1 odds to win the ACC.
Okay.
I can handle last that. Place being Syracuse and Duke at 200-1.
I can handle that. Yeah, I can handle that.
Actually, I'm kind of disappointed about that.
Okay.
Because that means some smart people are getting involved now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't like to acknowledge, you know, like the Coach Browns and acknowledge the Kendrick Duncans and acknowledge the pickups. And Louisville only had four guys that are all conference, you know, in the season. Like in the media,
yeah,
that's just a great, that's great conversation to Steve's famous line. Why, you know, 100 reasons Louisville's going to suck.
Right, right.
In the offseason, right?
Sure.
But again, the odds makers always remind you that there's some people that know what they're talking about.
Absolutely.
Like, you can tell there's no media on those lines, you know, you know, when making that, right? But if you listen, you think Louisville's supposed to be about 7, 8, 9,
mm-hmm.
you know, in odds to win the conference, right?
Yeah.
So I was hoping to kind of hear a 7-8 ranking.
Yeah.
So I could open up my account, put in my $300, and have a blast all season.
Yeah.
Watching my money come in game after game. Catching these odds right now.
Yeah.
Before I put my team out on the field.
Uh-huh.
Because it'll change.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It'll change. What was Phil Mickelson, what, he's 200-1 or something going into the PGA?
Yeah, it was crazy odds.
Right. So just your 200-1.
Yeah.
That I should have, maybe if the data, you know, maybe if it came out at 8.
Yeah.
And I got my 200-1. Not to win, though. I mean, I know that's kind of the long shot. But,
yeah, absolutely.
But what I mean is, the games and the early lines and the, you know, and the over this, you know, 4.5 wins.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just hoping I would get, you know, I would get in early and just, yeah.
Well, see, people say Vegas, you know, you look at it and you see how many times Louisville's an underdog in those games, which they are in every game except Virginia. 1-point dog to Kentucky, I think. They were a...
1-point dog. Where are they playing at?
Here. They were a 3-point dog to FSU at FSU, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They -6 against UCF here. -21 against Clemson. Who cares where?
Darn it. they didn't show up some more respect, Steve.
They play them on the moon for all I care right now. -8 against Ole Miss in Atlanta. Which I thought that -8 line, because see, here's the thing. When I read those lines, I was like, and they're favored against Virginia. I read those lines, but I was like, Ole Miss, there's a reason they did -8. They think Louisville's going to hang within a touchdown. That's why they didn't do 7. They did 8. They think Louisville's going to get beat, but they think they're going to hang within a touchdown. Most people nationally, I mean, I hate to say it. Most people nationally, I think that day would go, oh, -8? Ole Miss? All right. Sure.
Yes.
Easy money.
No.
Well, Louisville win 4 games last year?
Right. That's all they want to know.
Yeah, you know, like, oh, Louisville won 4 games? Oh, okay. You know, like, yeah, no, absolutely. You do -8. But then you look a little deeper into it.
Lane Kiffin. Again, I end up saying this last, the other night, Steve. All everyone knows about Ole Miss is Lane Kiffin throwing his play calling sheet in the air.
Yeah,
that's all they remember from last year.
Mm-hmm.
They don't remember the choke job that got them to win.
Oh, I know.
Was it Poor Chance?
Oh yeah, no, that was the game they missed the field goal, right?
Yeah, yes.
And then they, gosh, and then
Kentucky.
Yeah, but didn't like the guy stop before the line or whatever? He got a touchdown.
Or he got caught from behind.
Yeah, he got caught from behind. It's like, what happened here? I'm looking here.
Wait, what happened? What do you remember about the Kentucky Ole Miss game?
Last year, Ole Miss was 5-5.
And we keep saying last year. That was last year. Okay, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
They lost to Florida 51-35. They beat Kentucky 42-41. They lost to Alabama 63-48. You still put a 48 on Alabama. I'll give you that. Lost to Arkansas 33-21. Lost to Auburn 35-28. Beat Vanderbilt 54-21. Beat South Carolina. Beat Mississippi State. Lost to LSU. And then they beat Indiana. Go figure. By far their best win. They beat Indiana 26-20 in the
Wasn't Indiana's quarterback hurt by then?
Yeah, he was.
That's a hating. I'm sorry, Indiana fans. That was just hating. That was just hating.
Yeah, he was.
No, no, actually, no.
No, you're kind of giving him credit.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, that was me hating on Ole Miss then.
I think Vegas says, you know, yeah, okay, everybody's going to take Ole Miss minus eight. Like I said, I'm not saying Vegas thinks Louisville's going to win, but they think they're going to be closer in the touchdown. That's why I think they put it at eight. So, I mean, I kind of think some of the numbers are
favorable to having a good season.
Now, you have to steal a couple of them, though. Because Vegas isn't necessarily saying you're going to win them all, but they're saying you're going to have a chance to take a couple of these.
And your pivotal point is UCF, huh?
Well, depending on
how you play against Ole Miss.
Well, no, I mean I think to determine if you can have a, I don't want to say special season, but you could do, you know, 8-9. Yeah, you'd have to probably say, I think so.
I tell you what, Brian, I can't believe, like, we really are just enjoying sports right now. We are just enjoying the heavy, heavy sports talking. I'm glad we got fans back in the thing.
It is awesome.
I'm glad everything's rolling. Next hour, we are going to unveil a new segment for the show, but we have to do kind of a trial conversation for this new segment. Let's make it right, make it clean, because it's going to be a part of the show. That and much, much more. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.